Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary Film Festival. I'm Angela Cherby here with Magdalena Chmielewska, director of Lullaby for the section Future Frames. Good afternoon, Magdalena.
Hello, thank you for having me.
It's not very easy to make a short short summary of your film. Your film is about this girl, this young girl who cannot sleep, has this kind of yes. issue that she cannot sleep, and she is struggling with this. And as she is struggling, also her father is struggling, her friends and everybody's trying to cope with this fact. It's an unusual subject, you know. So how did you come up with this story?
I experienced insomnia myself as a teenager, and I was I wanted to come back to this condition as a filmmaker with my tool of film making and mold it to a fiction and make a touching story of a girl who seems to have lost the basic capacity to relax, to sleep, to find peace. At the same time, it was before lockdown, but during lockdown, I also get the confirmation that the topic is very relevant, since there were so many people suffering from insomnia. We all sensed kind of crisis in a very, condensed way. Yeah. And I think, to me, the character, is said to be sick, to have a disease. She goes to the doctor with her father. But it could be an interesting question to ask, is she the only one being normal and really sensing in which state this planet and humanity is? Maybe this would be the right mode, not to be able to sleep because we are quite screwed up. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, because the way you portray her character is of a girl that she's really struggling to be, even to be understood, because most of the people treats her illness like a game, like her being annoying and being picky, but not like the real deal, actually.
Absolutely, yeah. I wanted to use it is only a container, the setting of this disease. It could be something else. She could have had a different pattern of behaving. But I thought insomnia is very good, like cinematographically, yeah. Night mode, her not being able to sleep and kind of taking us to kind of backgrounds of reality where she, as you said, beautifully challenges other people's notion of being normal. She challenges them, but hopefully we have enough compassion for her disease to understand why she runs this strategy of, she's very clever. She really tries her best just to find something that could help her just to find a bit of a rest. And she irritates people with that, yeah.
Also, probably because she's a young girl. Because if she were like a grown-up person, probably she would have gotten more attention on that.
Yeah.
But being a young adolescent, it's just a child thing.
Yes, absolutely. She's this teenager on the on the threshold of entering the world of the adults that seem to be helpful, try to help with this rational, scientific, medical approach. But still, the character to me she stands for a mystery of life too. Her bizarre condition, her bizarre disease kind of challenges everybody in that film. And yes, and since always, it's always an inner journey of my characters that carries the story, I wanted to tell the story absolutely from her perspective. And also myself, I remember I had cool parents who were worried about me, but still I suffered a lot from this condition. And later as an adult, I understood what could have been an issue or something. So the perspective of hers, how she sees the world, how she experienced that was crucial, of course, for the film, how I tell the story.
I mean, you were very lucky to find an actress with that expression, that face and that intensity. Because this girl, she is really something. She's really amazing. She has this face of of very, very intense and very dramatic and very sometimes painful, that she conveys the pain that she feels to the audience. And this was a very lot. And how did you prepare her to do this?
Mm-hmm. First of all, I saw Magdalena. She's Polish. She's a Polish actress who studied. He was at a Lodz film school, which is very good school, where she was studying acting. And when I saw her face, I thought, oh my God, what a face. Like, there is so much space for the whole scale of humanity, for the sadness, for frustration, for joy. Like, I think she has a really, I don't know how you call it, like, huge scale and an aura or presence on camera that absolutely touched me and moved me. And I imagine her while writing this story, because I think she has this great appearance on camera.
Yeah, oh, totally, totally. She's really mesmerizing in the sense that you cannot keep your eyes off her and off her. Of her eyes and of her facial expression. There is this sequence around the fire with all the friends. Everybody's happy, and she has to force herself to pretend to be happy, but her face cracks, and she is really amazing.
And she also, I think, she has this space, like, she has lots of space for ambivalence, where this is how I understand being a human. It's, we are not bad, we are not good, we are both. And I think she has this also ugliness, beauty. She's very human to me, very, very, very beautiful.
Listen, there is a very clear difference in shooting and in aesthetics for. When you shoot, when Magdalena, the character's name Eva, when Eva lives at night and when she lives during the day. So aesthetically, they're very different. And the night is more like dreamy, it's more fiery, it's more like fairy tales. Even it can be dangerous, but for her, it's her forced natural space, you know, while during the day, she's like anybody else. Did you think about this aesthetically when you were shooting? Did you try to make a big difference?
Yeah, it was like how I the concept of the character, and how I also know it from my very personal research, was the less you sleep, the more adrenaline is there in the body, and in this young body of this girl entering, you know, like hormones, she's becoming a woman, she wants to be normal, she wants to kind of function in this society, and she's in a survival mode, she wants to find peace. So this is her survival. She's in an absolute survival mode. So during the day, she's this fencer, usually. Like, we see her in a very energetic mode where her whole liveliness and her, vital powers are on. She wins the games. She fights. She's a warrior, fighting for her survival, literally for survival. Whereas at night, she's alone with that. She's slower. She's really facing the disease, facing the world that is sleeping, who has fallen asleep, and, you know, the door are closed for her somehow. So I, again, here there was this physical ambivalence in her, where I wanted to have her be slower during the night in this insomniac mode, and during the day in this survival mode, fighting for kind of understanding of just letting her into other people's places.
Yeah, and it's weird, and it's really touching that the only human work that she relate to during the night is this other young girl who's a gymnast that on under her point of view, she's a weirdo as well, you know,
because
she's always she's leaving her adolescence on the side in order to train and train and train. So these two differences, just at some point they talk each other and they meet and they help each other, which was was very nice.
Yes, and you know, this girl is also restless. So this was my private reflection on the youth and the children who definitely, you know, like Greta Thunberg was my very, very initial inspiration, who she used to suffer from bulimia, and she had this implosion, destructiveness in her. And then it was much later when she managed to find an explosive power in it, to become vocal, to, you know, be this charismatic Greta. But before, she would sense lots of anxiety and fear, and would have been a kind of very similar mode like Eva is, and another restless girl like the gymnast who cannot sleep and kind of look for her strategies how to survive the night, which is very physical again.
Listen, Magdalena, did you manage to shoot the film exactly as it was written, or did you have to make any kind of compromises in terms of production and direction while you were doing the film? Because doing a short film is always not very, you have an issue of time for sure.
Yeah. A budget, like no budget issue.
Exactly. So was there anything that you would have liked to do differently?
No, I was very happy. We lost like location. There were many things that kind of surprised me or frustrated me. But I think I found a space with me for embracing all those problems as something that has a silver lining somewhere. And if I manage to not to surrender to fear and panic and keep on, you know, trusting that there is something hidden here, as a hidden jewel, I always find something. And same with here, we in terms of cast, somebody, you know, couldn't be there. There were like rejections, something, but yes, we managed. I always like the film much more than the screenplay. I suffer with this document and paper, but this is always the paper or document that helps me to prepare very thoroughly. And we definitely did it with my cinematographer, Manuel Pratt. And I had then 2 days of rehearsals with Magda and Laurin, who is her fencing colleague. And they trained, they were practicing fencing in Vienna together. So, but otherwise, everything else is always something. If I manage to prepare thoroughly, I know, and if I manage to embrace all, you know, like apparent failures or fuck-ups, I know that there is something more coming and some magic happening that will be get even stronger while editing the film. Yes.
Well, this is a very good attitude, you know, because it's the attitude of a potential winner every time. Because if you don't let life bring you down, you will go on much more lightly and productively than anybody else.
Yeah. I hope I can keep it, yeah.
Yeah, you will. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot to Magdalena Chmielewska, the director of Lullaby from the Carlo Vivari Festival Future Frame Section. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for your wonderful film, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you for your questions, and I really love the way you read the film. It's very inspiring for me. Thank you so much for the questions.
I'm glad to have helped a little bit. Thank you. So I'm Angela Cerbi from the Carlo Vivari Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.